God's attributes were manifested.
And let me tell you something. Sometimes even a student that is asked to repeat is actually a retreat. Come and start all over. When a student repeats, he becomes better. Because he has known why he failed now. So he will become more serious so that he will not fail again. To repeat is not a condemnation. To repeat is a retreat. A prison sentence, if they sentence you to prison, if God is giving you retreat to take a look at your life. That is why the Nigerian government, they don't call it prison anymore. They call it what? Correctional center. So that you will come and have opportunity of that retreat and correct your life. Samson had to be taken to prison. And then he could now ask God, I know we have messed up. Just give me one more chance. That is always the prayer after you have retreated. Is give me a second chance. And after a retreat, you always come out better. It's what I believe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. No, some people are just you remember God only when you have problem. You have no relationship with God. If you retreat and look at how you have been relating with God, you will soon find out that not true. I remember God only when I have problem. I remember him only when I have problem. And once my prayer is answered, I don't even remember to come and do thanksgiving, not even a testimony. You heard the story of the 10 lepers. 9 of them went away, only one came back, and Jesus was expecting them to come back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you withdraw like that, one of the reasons why you have setbacks and other disappointments, it may be, praise the Lord, that you talk too much. You will soon find that you talk too much. Because in 2 Kings chapter 20, hallelujah, Hezekiah had that problem. Imagine his enemies came to visit him. He was taking them around his palace, showing him all the secrets, where his weapons are, where this is, where this is, where this is. Imagine that a king showing people who are ready to come and finish him, they came disguising like friends. It's not everybody you open up to. Are we too far to respond? It's not everybody you open up to. There are enemies, and there are, listen to me, frenemies. Do you hear what I'm saying? There are enemies. I don't know whether there is any word like that in the dictionary. I'm creating my own. There are also frenemies. They come disguising as your friend, but inside of them, they hate you. They only come to find out now who is the latest person that is going out with you, where proposed. They have been the one destroying the former ones. They will go behind and use another person to make a phone call to your fiance. And before you know what, something is happening. Be careful. Praise the Lord. Why must you announce that you are now engaged? Wait till they see your invitation card. Praise the Lord. Before you know what, the prophet came and told him, you have shown them all your enemies, Abi. He gave you prophecy. That is how they are coming to clear everything and destroy you. Thus said the Lord. Amen. And sometimes talking too much, there's something William Branham told us, and I believe. He said, it is only what you speak with your mouth. He said, Satan has no ability to know what is in your heart. God made sure he restricts Satan's ability to only what he hears and sees. If You don't open your mouth to say it, the demons following you will never know it. Therefore, be careful what you say. Some of these things will be revealed to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you take a retreat, I'm telling you, the area you should look at is some of your problem areas, even your spiritual life. Amen. When you see the fire that you used to have before going down, or you see you stagnated, the grace totally stopped. Praise the Lord. Your gift stops. Your prayer life totally out. You cannot fast. You can't even study again. You can't, you know, enthusiastically go out for evangelism. You're spiritually lukewarm. And you've suddenly find yourself now more carnal than you used to be before. Hey, there is danger. Take a retreat. Take a retreat. Where have I gone wrong? Praise the Lord. A retreat is a time to recharge, refuel, and rearrange your life. Hallelujah. We can learn something from a goat. When a goat wants to give a headbutt, amen, what does he do first? Eh? He wants to hit this stand. When he's here, he doesn't just go. He goes back. And he's doing his head like that. And he's looking at it. Then he will charge. Amen. That aspect of drawing back is the retreat I'm talking about. When you withdraw like that, you are now ready to confront that obstacle, that hindrance, that problem in your life with better strength now. Because this time you have now known what is responsible. You now confront it headlong. Amen. Have you seen a loaded truck that is too loaded to climb a hill? When he wants to climb that hill, I'm talking on Nigerian trucks. He charge himself for a better thrust. When an aircraft wants to take off, you will notice that the engine sound loudest. Cha-cha for one space, you never move. All the engines are on. And then he will look through the window to see that the flap is moving. He will look again, test this one. He will move, test this one. Then he will move small and see how he be. Then ready, then you charge, then he moves. It's a recharge for better trust. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you something. Sometimes, even a student that is asked to repeat is actually a retreat. Come and start all over. When a student repeats, he becomes better. Because he has known why he failed now. So he will become more serious so that he will not fail again. To repeat is not a condemnation. To repeat, hallelujah, is a retreat. A prison sentence, if they sentence you to prison, if God is giving you retreat to take a look at your life. That is why the Nigerian government, they don't call it prison anymore. They call it what? Correctional center. So that you will come and have opportunity of that retreat and correct your life. Samson had to be taken to prison. And then he could now ask God, I know we have a messed up. Just give me one more chance. That is always the prayer after you have retreated. Is give me a second chance. Praise the Lord. And after a retreat, you always come out better. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Listen, I talk about goat. There's another one I must talk about, the snake. Have you ever seen snake shed her skin? Praise the Lord. Now, when the snake wants to do that, you know why it changes her skin? It changes her skin because, according to science, the skin of a snake is not elastic. It gets to a stage where it remains stagnant because it has no cells for growth like that. So, under that skin, the body needs to expand. But that skin will stop it from expanding. See, I'm not teaching you botany. I'm teaching you spiritual things. Place your spiritual life there. Okay. That snake, if it wants to grow, that outer skin will catch it. So what it does is, it will now withdraw because of the pain it will go through. Because of the hindrance, you cannot progress, you cannot grow. So it comes, it withdraws, and then after some days, there's a process it goes through, and that skin will peel off. Then a fresh skin will come out. His own skin now begins to grow until it reaches again a stage where that one dries up. It cannot go beyond that level. It continually does that. The same thing also with the eagle. And after a certain age, it cannot fly again. So it withdraws, hides for a number of days, and then by a process, remove the old feathers and allow the new feathers to come out so that he can fly better. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we too, we are eagles. And that is why we must retreat. Psalm 27 and verse 14 says, wait on the Lord. And I say, wait on the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And what will happen? He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. It's a commandment. If you want to be strengthened, then wait on the Lord. And this waiting is retreat and take a look at your life with the leadership of the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, church, the lockdown is to afford us opportunity to take a retreat and take an inward look at our lives. Make sure you utilize this opportunity very well, so that by the end of this lockdown, we will be better spiritually, better physically, better in our relationship with God and in our relationship with one another. They that wait upon the Lord. Let them sing that song for us.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew.
We'll be right back.
Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees till in your own good time you answer my pleas. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait
shall make.